About
Blog Talk Radio
45.
Are you an alcoholic?
Something to talk about. Well, we always have something to talk about. Why? Because it's a goddamn talk show. But we kicking pimping on this motherfucking show right here. We kicking game. And tonight, we gonna be talking about your commitment to the game. That's what we gonna be talking about. Welcome to this fly-ass show, Down and Dirty with Rosebud. And this is the PI edition of my shows. Your motherfuckers wanted it, and now, goddammit, you got it. You know, we got a station where we can ask real-time questions to a veteran pimp who has the knowledge you're searching for. So, I want to see a lot of callers today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever, man. I want to see a lot of you motherfuckers because I want a lot of you looking for it. The call-in number is 657-383-0809. Call in. You know, I want to kick it with you. Hey, you know, even though we in the game, you know, we supposedly we in this game, you know, I still need listeners and callers. So don't just sit out there and, you know, not have any input on the show. Call in. Trey, what you up to?
Nothing too much, man. Just chilling here. I got a little something fun for the people that come in and ask a question. I got a little if you can answer this question, the first guy that can answer this question when he comes on and talks to Rosebud, he gets a free business card and or catch card from me, made from me. Okay, now the question is this: a Cadillac is going down a one-way street, and he passes at least 10 cops picking up trap money from hoes right in their face. Why is he not caught?
Why is he not caught?
Why is he not caught? Why did the police not catch him? But he did it right in their face.
Wait a minute now. He rides down the wrong way on a one-way street, or he going the right way on a one-way street?
Well, I'm going to tell you the question. This is exactly it. A Cadillac is going down a one-way street the wrong way.
Okay, passes, the wrong way.
Yep, and passes at least 10 cops picking up trap money from hoes right in their face. Why is he not caught?
Because he the police, too. But somebody else got to call in. Come on. That's my answer. What's your answer, fellas? Don't you want some shit? Trey, whatever that is, I know that's a trick question, but that would be my answer. But now, let's just keep on rolling, goddammit.
First and foremost,
I'm a real brother. I'm real. This stuff is not a robot, you know, even though I'm here every fucking, you know, Sunday and Thursday like a damn robot. But, you know, now that I got Trey fucking with me, we be here delivering some real shit. You know, I'm a real motherfucking ex-pimp. But when you the kind of motherfucker I was, you're never ex. Hey, I haven't had a paying hoe in over 20 years. And motherfuckers still rely on my pimp game. And it ain't changed from 20 years ago. You can sit back and say whatever you want to say. You had an old-fashioned, out-of-date, whatever shit. But I bet you two things. One thing is you ain't got no money. And another thing is every one of them motherfuckers that fucked with me is out there just like I was having hoes. Period. Find them. Look for them and see. You're going to find a bunch of motherfuckers fucking with me. Young Ramsey, motherfucking HD the Great. I'm talking about a bunch of motherfuckers. That's just two. I ain't going to name people because they don't like me to put their names out. People don't like that. But what I'm really trying to say to you is that I ain't no fucking joke. I didn't call school teachers. I didn't call attorneys. I didn't call construction working bitches. I didn't call dykes. Any kind of bitch there is to catch. I didn't call that motherfucker. You know why? Because what I do is real. It goes across all planes. It's not just situated for the 10 bitch. I can catch a 1 or a 2 bitch and turn her into a 10 with game. Because that's all I depend on. I ain't trying to say nothing slick to a bitch. I'm just going to just lace her with this game I got. Not one time. I'm talking about ugly bitch, fine bitch, fat bitch, thin bitch, black bitch, white bitch, Chinese bitch, Hawaiian bitch. Not one time did I change my approach when it came to catching. And I wanted them motherfucking bitches. I sure didn't. It was always direct and in their motherfucking face. Although, I will admit, I adjusted the tone of it depending on what bitch I was fucking with. But I sure didn't soften it up. There's only one way to know your way is the only motherfucking way to do something. And you can't do it without confidence, without the confidence of a motherfucking lion. You motherfuckers out there talking about you pimping and shit. You motherfuckers think you don't need my goddamn course. Yeah, I ain't no motherfucking sucker. I ain't no square. I ain't gonna get pimped by that nigga. Hey, keep on saying that shit and see don't. This is how you can check yourself right here. This is how you can check yourself. You can do it in the short check 30 days from now. See, don't you be right where you at right now. You can do the mid-check 6 months from now. You don't believe what I'm talking about. You don't need my course. See, don't you be right where you are right now. That's right. You don't need shit. You got all what you need. You know, you ain't going to get pimped by me. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, but all those motherfuckers, it's about 20 of them that actually spent their money, bought those fucking twos, and was able to kick it with me and understand. Because they're going to ask whatever they ask. But that's not going to be the game that I be kicking on them tools. So when I'm on them tools, I'm kicking some shit. Hold on, excuse me. I'm kicking some motherfucking shit on them tools. It's some real shit. So there's, you know, 3 levels of catching a bitch. And my course will show you that shit. You know, if you keep your word, once you get the course, you will see results. Now, the belt, you know, trying to relate it to karate or martial arts, because I'm an offensive and defensive motherfucker. I do it both. So I'm letting you know there's a beginner, the white belt, the intermediate, brown belt, and the expert, the black belt. And you guys are somewhere in the intermediate level. You guys think you're somewhere in the intermediate level, but you're not. All of you are somewhere in the very beginning of the white belt level, which has 10 degrees also. But what I'm saying is at the very beginning. There's so many things you got to learn as a beginner. And then once you learn those things as a beginner, there's a whole set of other things that you have to learn as an intermediate motherfucker. And then as you're doing this intermediate stuff, periodically, shit, the course is going to make you reach back to that beginning shit that you learned so you can learn how to integrate that shit, the beginning and the intermediate. But once you get the intermediate down, you're going to get to the expert level. And the expert level is going to have you reaching back to the intermediate and the beginning. Why? Because you ain't supposed to forget shit. But you can't learn certain things unless you learn things before it. And this is what I do. And I can't help it. See, you're all on the level between first degree and 10th degree with white belts. You're from a very poor beginner to a fairly well-seasoned beginner. And all you have to do is realize I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to get my shit. You do not have to get my motherfucking course to become this motherfucker that I'm talking about. But if you want to have a guideline and a basis for you to base all your beliefs on so you can become that motherfucker and replicate it with every bitch, you better have some sort of system. 786. What's happened to you, bro? What's happened? What happened? 786? Did you? Oh, man. Hey, that's what I get. You know, I ain't mad at you, 786. If you're a scary motherfucker, you're a scary motherfucker. That's that, whatever. You know, it's cool. Don't nobody know you. I'm sure you ain't so popular that motherfuckers going to recognize your voice. But, of course, you had to chicken out. That's okay. It is okay. Now, let me tell you some shit that I want you to learn. I want you to listen to. Because you got to be committed to being a motherfucking pimp. You know, after you've become an expert, you know, using the shit that I show you in my motherfucking courses, there is another level you can pursue. And that's a red belt. See, that is a level of catching where you to catching women is like Bruce Lee was to martial arts. I mean, it's you get that good. You don't even think about what's necessary to catch. You just do it when you get into that particular situation. I got motherfuckers that can prove to you they do it. I'm talking about motherfuckers that were not anything like this before they got the course. I got motherfuckers which they used to call in and shit, and periodically still call in just to listen, but they don't be asking questions. They do not be asking questions. They may have a question, and if they want to run it by me, they present me with some kind of scenario that includes the information this question is seeking, but they do it in such a way that I feel comfortable just talking to them, because anything I say is going to be about it. So I just talk to them, and you know, I ain't answering. I don't answer their questions. I'm kicking game to them. And they are able to pick out of what I kick the information they need. There you are, 786. What's happening? I see you back. What's happening with you?
That's Miami.
What's happening? Yeah, what's happening, man?
Nothing too much. What's happening with you?
Yeah. Nah, you know, just out here kicking it, man. Nah, man, you know, hey, far as I go, you know, I think I'm a little bit more advanced in the white belt. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm staying down, you know. I'm on the blade, chopping up with peas. You know, me
hold
and
on
peas
one
from
second.
Different
hold
places
on one
and
second.
Shit.
Lena,
yeah.
Bring me some water, please. Okay, I'm sorry. You there? Hey, bro,
yeah,
I heard you say you're a little bit more advanced in a white belt, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Wait. If you're more advanced in a white belt, you ought to be able to fuck with what I'm finna talk about, right? Cause you got
okay.
Two holes. Yeah, and you're rolling down the track. And, thank you, baby. Go ahead. Get out of here. You're rolling down the track. You got these two bras. Now, who sits in the front? The bitch that paid the most? The bitch that been with you the longest? Or the bitch you want to sit up there? Which one?
Man, whatever bitch I want to sit up there. shit.
Okay, hold on, man. Don't get set up so fast, man. You act like that's the real question. Motherfucker, I'm setting you up.
None of
okay.
None of them.
Hey, hold up. Trade all that shit. Hey, Pete. So, now, whichever one you want is going to sit up there.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
How you make your choice? How do you make your choice?
Shit, I make my choice based on, you know what I'm saying, whatever choice I make in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And if a bitch got, you know what I'm saying, say something, I got a motherfucking reply for what she say. Because it's all about what
hey,
I
hey,
do.
Hey, let me tell you something. You on the right track. I ain't gonna say you ain't, because you are. You on the right track. But let me tell you something. You motherfuckers don't know this shit. But when you have two bitches in the car, you have to make them accept where they're sitting. So what I'm saying is, whoever's sitting in the back, she don't necessarily want to sit in the front, but a lot of bitches do. So you supposed to have conversation about bitches riding with pimps and how pimps let the bitch that deserves to be in the front. There's no designated seat. There's no designated position. You know why you do that, bro? There's no designated seat. There's no designated picture. I mean, there's no designated anything. Otherwise, the one that sits in the front deserves to sit in the front by something she's done or been doing. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so why? Wait a minute, man. Come on, man. Quit. You gullible. Bro, you gullible. I see how if I'm in the streets running game, I can play you, man.
Nah, this is
nigga,
how I'm looking
nigga,
at
nigga, please, because you don't know. Hey, let me tell you. If I couldn't play you, you gotta be able to tell me where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this. Wait, player. The only way you could tell me that I can't play you is for you to be able to tell me where I'm going with what I'm saying to you right now. Now, see, you guys, silence. You have to remember, silence is gold. All I'm saying is when you riding with bras in the car, you have to keep the game in their face. Otherwise, I am a motherfucker. Let's say both of them bitches got short traps, and I'm finna pick up two bitches. Then the bitch getting in the front. Bitch, get your ass in the back with that other bitch. I'm gonna get in the back, you broke motherfuckers. And I'm gonna have them riding in the back. And they gonna be feeling crazy in a motherfucker. And I'm gonna make them never wanna get in the car with me again. And they motherfucking money ain't right. Now, let's say one of them got it right and one of them don't. The one that got it right, she get up in the front. She's sitting there. Motherfucker, bitch thinks she could buy the motherfucking front seat. Bitch, you can't buy the front seat with me. You better not bring me no $900 tomorrow. This $900 you gave me ain't shit. If you want to be in the front seat, $900 is how much it costs today. Tomorrow it's going to be $1,000. Why do I do that? Because you keep a bitch reaching. You gotta keep a bitch reaching. Because if you don't, she haven't reached your motherfucking level, the top of where you at. She ain't even reaching no more. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Right. Oh, yeah, so, yeah. You know, I mean,
wait. The only way game gonna soak in is if you be real and true about it. Did you know any of what I was just saying?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I was about to say that when you cut me off, you know, you command a bitch with the game. You know what I'm saying? Anything that a bitch do is never enough. She got to keep reaching for something. You know what I'm saying? And like you say, she give you $900. You know what I'm saying? She got to get $1,500. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. Something's going on with your phone. I'm losing you a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Because listen to me first. What's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your first name?
LP.
LP.
LP. Yeah, you chop me
down. LP, I'm going to tell you. I don't give a fuck what you say. You wasn't up on it. But you sound like you got what it takes. Because even though you wasn't up on it and you said, hell yeah, I was up on it. You did try to give a lightweight example to show that you was up on it. But see, all you did was just spitting shit. That's what you guys don't know. When you don't hear the details of what I said. Because I say how and what to do in this shit. You know, yeah, man, you can't, there's never enough of a bitch. Woo, woo. No, the bitch in the car, I'm going to tell her, bitch, you in the car, broke motherfucker, you can't pay your way to get to me. That's way different than what you said. Because the bitch think, every one of them think, they could get a whole bunch of money and they could do what the fuck they want to do except disrespect you. But they could get in the front, they could, well, that bitch, money, I ain't about money, is what I'm trying to say. I'm about proper representation. It's a big difference. But, LP, I'm going to have to give you kudos because you certainly answered better than I thought you was going to answer, to tell you the truth. Especially when I told you I was running you off. You didn't even panic. See, that's good. That's good shit. That's good shit. Because the only way you're going to front it off is to be able to play it off. If you can't play it, you can't front it. And right. Sometimes you got to do some front, man. I ain't no gun-carrying motherfucker, but I bet you a motherfucker that's wondering about should he fuck with me gonna think I motherfucking have one any goddamn way because I know how to play my hand. But I like that shit, LP. Stay on the line. If you got something else, man, come on.
No. I ain't got nothing right now, man.
Well, if you don't,
I mean,
then
always,
go.
There's always something. There's always something, but, you know, just right now, you know.
Hey, listen, you guys. What I like and what I'm hearing, just like when I wanted to say, yeah, you know, having something, motherfucker. I said, you got something else? Motherfucker said, nah. Then he knew that was a silly answer. He said, well, not right now, because there's always something. Hey, this is a thinking motherfucker. ALP, I respect that.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey. Trey,
yeah.
Now, me and you go through a lot of shit, no arguing and all that guy. Wait, what the fuck is going on? How come I can't get this nigga? Oh, there you go. Okay, no arguing and all that shit. But you
right.
do you see how that motherfucker, although I'm trying to, you know, bust this motherfucker up, trying to show him this, that, and the other, make him wrong. He stuck to his guns, man. Do you see that?
Yeah, he didn't show no feminism in him.
None whatsoever, man. Bitches, see, fellas, when you had a bitch, especially a bitch that can do shit, especially she can do shit that you need her to do or you want her to do. See, those bitches, I mean, they hard to handle. But this motherfucker, 786 LP, even if he never had one of them bitches before, I believe he can have one because he know the key. And the key is the ABP. Always be playing. You can't get shut down. You know, I said a lot of shit to that motherfucker, and he was only silent for too long one time in that whole exchange. So that's good shit to me. I don't care what y'all think. That's really good shit to me. See, when you really get good, I didn't tell this story several times, so some of you may have heard it. But when you really get good at catching, you're able to like do it in your sleep. You're able to do it when you're not even thinking about catching. I'm telling you, I used to go to the shop, the beauty shop, every other day, get my hair rolled, get my hair combed out. And I remember one time I was in the salon, you know, we'd be up, me and my partner, we'd be up, you know, all the day before a whole bunch of time, and since we like we are, we ain't trying to sleep all day, so we getting up. But a motherfucker be tired, so nigga get his hair rolled and get under the dryer, and that's a good 30-45 minutes of sleep that you can get, you know, and all my pimp friends, all of them, get their hair rolled, get under the dryer, they sleep. So I'm asleep. I fell asleep, and when the bitch that wanted to do my hair woke me up to come from under the dryer, until as soon as I woke up, I told her, oh, put my money over on the nightstand. God damn it, a pimp need his rest. Oh, I'm thinking I'm in at home in the bed, and somebody didn't woke me up. I was that asleep. Man, that shot cracked up. But let me tell you something. That intrigued that fucking beautician. And that beautician got with me about a week later. And she could not stop talking about how impressed she was because I woke up pimping. And when it's in you like that, it's coming out you like that. There is no certain time that you're going to be down and dirty. A motherfucker is down and dirty at all times. I'm real to my niggas. I'm a real motherfucker. You also know, if that's the case about my degrees, I'm smart. I'm educated book-wise, and I'm educated street-wise. I got a fucking master's. I got a BA in sociology with the education concentration. I got a master's in teaching and learning with technology, and I got a PhD in charging motherfucking bitches. Because I pimped hoes daily. PhD. Yeah. Excuse me. So what I want you to understand is who you fucking with. And, you know, of course, I'm aggressive. I talk shit. But that don't mean you can't talk shit with me. That just means push come to shove. We're going to be like two big old bears. You know, if I could push you or you could push me, you know, so what? We still bears when we get through. It's only conversation, fellas. Get your nutsack together and be brave enough to talk to a motherfucker like me, Trey. Trey, look here, man. I know you offering these motherfuckers a gift, a free card and
yes,
all
sir.
That shit. You know, yes, and they taking forever to call in and try because it's one thing, you ain't been fucking with me long, but you're going to find out. Motherfuckers are scary, man. They just scary. You know, you could be offering them the key to life, and them motherfuckers are sitting there. They won't fucking push one because they scared somebody going to recognize their indescript voice. And they, like, they going to just know where they coming from and be able to bust them. Oh, man, I heard you on the show. Man, these motherfuckers are so sick, Trey. But, look, man, I want you, I remember you was telling me about you was at a club and you realize you didn't even have to say shit to bitches like you used to do. Do you remember telling me about that?
Yep, I sure do.
Hey, well, listen, man. Tell these motherfuckers listening just your version of the first time you realized that you didn't have to chase bitches no more. What did that feel like for you? Take a couple of minutes, man. And tell them,
well, it made me feel like I didn't even have to try. It was just when they got at me, they was getting at me. It wasn't me trying to throw a line or me trying to say something to them. It was I'd walk outside the bar or something like that, and then that just happened to come out, you know, and it strike up a conversation. So I started noticing that. I started noticing the body language. A lot of the things that you taught me and a lot of the techniques, and it wasn't even if I was even trying to use them. It just comes. It is really easy. It's just really easy, man. It's not even it's really funny because before I go out, you know, my whole intentions was to have some kind of, I said something, I'm looking for a reaction, or instead of being proactive, I was reactive, or, you know. I've learned that it's not about that. It's my world. It goes the way I want it to be. So I just carry myself accordingly, and everybody notices. And everybody, and even just if I'm buying something at the store, you can just see that they can feel that game. They can feel the vibe. They can feel the energy. and it's just rubbing off. Funny
Man.
Thing I was talking about.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, one last thing was funny, and I told you this too. I said I'd be talking to my girl sometimes, and she'd be like, "Man, you sound like Rosebud." I start laughing.
Hey, now.
I'm like, really? I mean, really?
And I'm a real. Told you then, you don't want that. You do want them to hear the similarities, if that's the case, in what we're saying. But you always want to be perceived and seen as Trey. You ain't
Most definitely. What she's saying is.
I know what she's saying.
Yeah.
You sound kind of a little more assertive than you fucking goddamn it smashing on motherfuckers.
Negotiations is not in my vocabulary. I'm not negotiating.
Trey, you didn't got where you ain't taking no prisoners, and baby, she actually telling you she loving it.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these cats if they girls listen to this show. They probably scared to do that.
Man, see, that's another thing. See, this motherfucking Trey, which I fucks with him. I make sure he understand where I'm coming from. I have to understand where he coming from sometimes. But this motherfucker ain't no scary motherfucker. His woman can hear the shit, although he got a good woman. He's one of those guys that's fortunate enough to have an actual good woman that more than likely could say she was a queen, but she's probably never even thought it because she does what queens do naturally. Just hopefully Trey is understanding to witness, see that shit, give her her props because she deserves them. But at the same time, this motherfucker growing and she's seeing that shit and she is not afraid. She's not afraid of seeing this motherfucker passing or leaving the shit that may have been very significant in their past. But she ain't scared. She fading Trey. And don't forget that, Trey. I'm on your woman side in any situation. So, hey, fellas. I'm real. And the shit I talk, this is not because I dislike women. I have a goddamn daughter. I don't disrespect women or have little respect for women. I have little respect for women that come up claiming things that women should have, but they haven't done a thing to deserve it, which is 98% of the women that you meet. That's why when you have a good woman, you have to pull yourself out of that meeting women situation so that you can fucking have her. Now, motherfuckers like, you know, we want to have, if we get one, we going to pass her up all right, but we only passing her up so we can have two and three and four and five and so on and so forth. We ain't trying to have one mate forever. But you know what you should be trying to do that's just the same? You should be trying to have a motherfucker more than a month or 2 months because you never know how long you're going to have a woman if you're serious about having her. Because if you don't give up the rewards or the what's beneficial to being real with you, then that bitch going to feel used. See, that's where I wasn't silly. The bitch can have what I have. If I got jewelry, the bitch got jewelry. If I got a place, the bitch got a place. If I got a car, a new car in my name, the bitch got a new car in her name. But if I had five bitches and I wanted to spend $60,000 on my car, they couldn't have a car worth more than goddamn $12,000. But they sure could have a car in their motherfucking name because I'm not going to be bought the bitch a car because she with me. I'm being bought the bitch a car because she didn't pay me for over a year. And if you think about it, in 1 month, you have bought and paid for a very extravagant car. $500 a day is $15,000 a motherfucking month. Now, for back in the day when I was, you know, out, $15,000 for a car is a lot of money. So what I'm saying, the bitch feels like she's being rewarded. And what she feels more than the reward is the appreciation that I have for what she be doing. Now, I'm not going to look at her and start kissing her motherfucking ass and my baby, I appreciate you, you know, and I'm giving you this, you know, woo-woo. I ain't going to do that kind of motherfucking shit. But while she coming up, see, she start out in Motel 6, 2, 3, 4 days. If she pay me right, I'm going to go get a motel that where you got to go inside to motherfucking go to your room. And if she pay me right for another week or two, I'm going to get a more luxurious type motel, you know. And then for the next 4 or 5 months, she's going to be in that room paying me. Let me know that I can take the time and go find that bitch an apartment. And I'm not going to get an apartment in the hood. I'm going to get a real apartment where the bitch can bring her tricks to and shit. I'm going to do that. Period. That's off the top. I'm going to do it. But you got to have a game to last those first few months. And it ain't about the bitch. It's about you. It's about how you kick it with what you show her in those initial months and make her want to stay. And most of you motherfuckers don't know that. So you get a bitch, you get her money, and now it's over. You don't show her shit. That's why you motherfuckers have a bitch for 2 months. That's why. Because you don't know the psychology of this game. So all of you motherfuckers listening, trying to have a bitch, trying to get in her mind, I got 36 fucking tools about this game that your ass should be getting. But, of course, I used to be a pimp. And if you think this is my way of pimping you, you better not get them because then I'm pimping you. But let me tell you something, you fucking asshole. I ain't never been a motherfucker to take a partial payment. So if I thought I was pimping you, goddammit, you would have to get every motherfucking thing I do and say and talk about from now motherfucking on. Fuck them goddamn tools I'm talking about. Way more than that you're going to have to be listening to. So just for your information, just so I could put it on the record, I don't feel or I'm not intending or it's not my intentions for you to feel as if I'm pimping on you. See, it's only because of your misconstrued and warped understanding of the game that you would even think some shit like that. Because I'm too straightforward and everything about me is on Front Street. And any motherfucker with a goddamn nerve can fucking ask me any goddamn thing they want to. I don't give a fuck. There's no limitations. I ain't gonna take no 20 seconds to think about it. Whatever the fuck you ask me, I'm gonna answer you in like a nanosecond. Because I got hella game. And I depend on my game. I believe in my motherfucking game. I don't believe there's a motherfucker that could ask me something that I don't know. Now, you can get some motherfucker, some MIT graduate, that come to me and say, what is the formula for rocket propulsion in the second stage in space? All right, goddamn it, motherfucker. I don't know that goddamn shit. But it would take a motherfucker like that to get me to not know something or not be able to come with an answer. So what I'm really saying is that you motherfuckers should either want to be the way I'm kicking it or you would want to be the way you are. And now you got to understand some shit. The way you are got you on this radio show. I'm going to be honest. Ain't no way in the fuck. Well, I take that back. If there was a guy like me when I was pimping and I was fucking with the computer and shit, and I knew he came on blah, 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 every whatever day, I might would listen to that motherfucker every blue moon to to see what he was talking about, to see if he, you know, saying shit that I agree with. Even if he was, I wouldn't keep listening to him, but I would listen. So I'm just saying, you guys, the way you are got you listening. The way I'm trying to get you, you would be participating or not. All of you listening, okay, he talked hella shit tonight. I mean, I know how you feel about what I talk about because I look at the stats on my fucking my profile, whatever the fuck, and it tells me 900 motherfuckers listen to you tonight and fucking download your shit. Then sometimes it's 400 motherfuckers. You know, it's never a lot all the time. But what I'm saying is I don't give a fuck about that. What I give a fuck about is the reality of what I'm saying and you being able to see and understand the reality of what I'm talking about. I know you motherfuckers got a lot of avenues to take for Blog Talk Radio. This motherfucker, that motherfucker, this motherfucker on YouTube, this motherfucker got a group, blah, you know, I don't do none of that shit. I mean, I do want to get a group, but I don't jump into that shit because it's like being like everybody else, man, and it's not real. But them motherfuckers that you fuck with that do have the group, the different shows, I mean, if you want to fuck with them, fuck with them. There's one thing that I will do. I will put my shit against any of them. But I will tell you that if you listen to their words and do exactly what they say, you will continue to be able, or you will continue to want or need to listen to them motherfuckers. On the other hand, if you listen to my shit, you fuck with my shit, your motherfucking ass will either have a desire because you want to, or not. Otherwise, your choices are open because you can either listen or you can continue listening or you can go take care of your motherfucking business. Because once you get my shit, you realize your business is there right in front of you to take care of. And it's up to you to do it. And if you got a bitch or two, you figure out what you should be doing. See, that's why I'm confident. I'll see you motherfuckers on Thursdays and Sundays. Because I come real. See, I started on one of my last shows, but I didn't really, time didn't permit me to actually finish it. And I asked, how can a man expect to attract a woman, women, if he's genuinely afraid of women? I also asked the same thing, how can a pimp catch a hoe if he's actually afraid of what it takes to have her? And you can tell me whatever you want to tell me if one of you motherfuckers was brave enough to punch one and talk. But you can't tell me you ain't scared of hoes. You motherfuckers are so scared of hoes. I think their name 16s or 304s or some kind of fucking number. Some kind of number, yeah. Trey, do you hear me, man? They sub referring to hoes as some kind of number. I've seen that shit. But this motherfucker that's referring to a hoe like that don't think that it's representing how much he's afraid of hoes. Because a motherfucker, that the only way you won't say, let's say a white boy, he thinking nigga, and he see you and you a motherfucking nigga and he ain't gonna call you nigga, but he might say, man, look at that sparrow. Because him and his boys know sparrows mean nigga. So they could crack up. See, you gotta have some kind of secret conversation like that to understand this 16 and this 304 bullshit. You know, they scary fucking cowards. Ain't a motherfucker. Let me tell you something. I mean, I don't know how many motherfuckers you know, but you know 30 motherfuckers my age that was in this game. Now one of them would ever use that whatever 304 or 16. You know why? Because it's running from the truth. But you motherfuckers do it. So it's cool. What I'm saying is the answer to those questions is neither one of them can do it. If either of them actually luck up on a motherfucker and catch one of them goddamn bitches who be out there who actually listen to him, it's going to be a one-night stand. See, this is what you don't understand. A one-night stand starts out that way. But the only way it ends up being a one-night stand is if you ain't shit. Or the bitch is like one of them kind of bitches, which 9 out of 10 of them aren't. You can't run into that one that is. Now, that's that. But 9 out of 10 of motherfucking women have a desire to be with a motherfucker that's about it. And it's all about you relaying or showing that you are about it to be able to catch these women. And since you motherfuckers don't ever want to show a bitch that you really about it, you expect your car, your whatever, your hair or whatever the fuck, you expect that shit to catch a bitch. That shit don't catch. That's why you motherfuckers can't catch. You motherfuckers be looking for chemistry. You know, let's say you catch a broad and she's listening to you and you get to take her home and now she's leaving tomorrow in the morning. See, you get up and you looking for all the motherfucking things that you think chemistry bring about. You looking for motherfucking chemistry, which you won't find because there was no chemistry. But you looking for it because you have nothing to hold on to otherwise. See, I don't look for chemistry. I could give a fuck about it. I mean, chemistry is good. Chemistry is good in the moment when you in the bed and you fucking this bitch. And she know how to respond to you. And you know how to respond to her. The chemistry is good then. But when that shit is over, chemistry is over. Unless you think it's not. See, you have to accept that she was as hot as you. And you fucked her. That's all that is. So, okay, because that's all most of you claim this game for, is so you can get some goddamn pussy. You ain't really about it. You're not really trying to be representative of what it takes to be saying the shit that you be saying to women. You motherfuckers actually chippies. Chippy ass fools, and you know you are. It'll be a while before you're able to actually admit to yourself that you'd rather not think about this shit than, you know, accept that you are a fuck coward as well as a fake. Because what motherfucker sit up and say the shit you motherfucker sit up and say to a bitch or act like you want to say it to a bro, but when it comes time to it to do it, you're busy. You got this going that puts you in a position to where you ain't really got time to kick it with them. And if I'm about these streets, and the streets I'm about is broads, there's no time, I ain't got no time to talk to this broad. Unless I already talked to her and I deemed her a waste of time. I mean, I can see that. Call in, you motherfuckers. Call in, let's kick it. I'm on a rant a little because I get these fucking instant messages. And motherfuckers, I'm talking about just to use inches, they write 7 inches worth of shit expecting me to read it. And you can read the first 2 sentences and then the last sentence. And you know goddamn well all the rest of this bullshit is just to explain why they don't want you to see them as a sucker, but they was doing this sucker-ass shit. Man, I don't read that goddamn shit. Them motherfuckers read that shit, I just click it off. That's why you motherfuckers don't get no answers from me, because, for one, I ain't answering you on no goddamn instant message when I got 2 shows where you can call and get any answer you want answered for free. If I answer you on the instant message, you better believe you didn't hit my PayPal. That's how I feel. It's up to you. If you want free shit, wait for Thursday and Sunday and ask anything you want for free. You know what for free means, don't you, Trey?
I know what for free means.
I'm just saying, you could ask me anything you want on Thursdays and Sundays for free. But to hit my, you know, inbox trying to ask me some shit, you got to hit my motherfucking PayPal first. Because that's not included in the free shit. Now, Trey, this is how silly these guys are. Even with me saying what I just said, motherfuckers won't ask shit on the show. But those same motherfuckers will still hit my inbox and tell me this long story. And I reply, check my show out where the free information is. And they say, but OG this. And they want to go up. I don't even keep going, Trey. They so silly to me, man. To me, in either one of the instances I mentioned a few sentences ago, you should handle them the same way. Call, you know, the same fucking way. You gotta stop being so afraid of what might happen. I mean, that's your problem. That's your biggest detriment. You're just fucking scared of what might happen when you talk to a fucking broad. Taking chances and getting shot down is the only way to grow past the fear of rejection. Now, in my courses, I give you several examples of what I mean when I say taking more chances. Now, of course, you have to be brave enough to really take the chances. Trey, turn that groove up for 15 seconds, man.
All right.
See, what I'm trying to get you to say, but I do want it in the background, Trey. What I'm trying to get you to say, I mean, understand, is that you gotta grow past the fear of what might happen. Now, of course, you have to have a full understanding of what the fuck you're doing. And in order to be brave enough to really take the chances necessary, you have to make yourself accept that you actually are brave enough to really take chances. Let me ask you something. When you're getting ready to go out, do you tell yourself what you're doing? I mean, you are doing something when you get ready to go out. So you should at least acknowledge to yourself what you're getting ready to do. Do you do that? No, you don't. You don't because you haven't acknowledged to yourself what your objectives are. If you don't know what you're out to do, if you don't know what your objectives are, how can you relay your thoughts and conversation to a woman you meet? When I tell you that it's quite simple, it really is. It takes confidence. If you have the confidence, you can relay what it is you think. It's that simple for me because I'm not afraid to take the initial chances. You know, when it comes to gaining the confidence that, you know, we need to score big or big time with women, You have to be brave enough to take the chance. You know, and as I take those chances and succeed, they turn into principles that I live by. When I'm forward and I say this and I'm not scared to say that and taking it over here and I actually catch this problem, this shit gets ingrained in my head. I want to use it next time. This brand new girl, I want to use the same thing. But you can't. You can't use the same thing. But you can use the same principle. See, and that's where it's at, having the principles and the basis. See, if you stand by your principles and you and the basic ideas that you have, you'll start seeing the value in your life and what it's actually worth. And I've seen the value. Or the lack of value in my life without these goddamn principles. Because at one point, I let them slip away from me. That's a whole nother thing, but I did. Trey, I really did, and I had to get back. But, see, you have to have principles. And you have to stand on those principles as if your fucking life depended on it. Because whether you know it or not, your sex life and your life with women does depend on it. You got to be very committed to what you believe if you want success with women or the women that you're trying to, you know, turn out. It's not going to be easy, but it's not going to be hard either. The only thing you have to do is make a real commitment to want to be in this life that we're talking about. Commit to being a pimp. You commit to not being afraid of the word no. You got to like welcome that word no coming from a woman that you hidden on. You also have to make a commitment to the fact that you ain't gonna be no ATM. Even though you think you might get to go get in the bed with this woman, you ain't spending no money. Because once you pay for anything for a woman, in her mind, you are her savior for a few months of debt-free life. She know all she got to do is smile at you and bat her eyes, and your ass will buy her whatever she wants. As long as you can see a way to climb out of that new debt, you'll get into debt for this woman. Whereas if you bought this game, it's not about that. But you're not about this game. You're about pretending you're in the game. And that's what pretending does. It gets you caught up in situations where you charge yourself. You just spend a bunch of money faking that you did not have to spend. Not only that, you didn't even have it to spend. See, most of you motherfuckers who got a little money, you walk up to a goddamn bitch with your wallet out and four or five or six or seven, eight, nine, ten, twenties already in your hand. See, there's one thing you write about. Money can buy a woman anything. But money cannot buy you respect from that bitch. So you get it through your heads, fellas. It's, the easier it is for you, for her to ask you for some money or favors, the further away from catching her you get. You want to make it difficult for her to ask you for some money. Not that you won't give it to her, but you don't want to make it easy for her, because if that's the case, you gonna get used. See, the whole time you thinking about how you gonna pay this shit back. You know, she done made you charge her card up $1,500. Now you wondering how to pay this shit back. You never think about how silly you look to her. All you thinking about is that shit you bought her. See, if you design principles based on the things you learning from me, you'd be able to stand on something solid when it comes to women. 5'10". What's up with you, man?
What's up with you, bud?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Eric, coming at you, man. I want to know how you got them principles back.
I got them. That was a good question, man. A lot of people probably missed me saying that I actually let them go. I got my principles back by realizing that I had principles. And then once I realized I had them, whenever they came to me, I had to accept my principles versus whatever that situation was. And it was easy. You only, believe me, you only need to do it once or twice after you didn't fell off and now you're trying to get back right. You do it once or twice. The feeling and what you get from doing it, it takes over. It's not like
okay.
you got to put yourself back in the way. Now, if you never...
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike. Don't forget. And once I actually made myself start accepting what I already knew again, because once I got married, I started letting that shit go. You know, I ain't really fucking with bras. So, I mean, some of that shit, you know, all of that shit I really needed to keep. And I needed to put it in the perspective of being married. But I didn't. And the shit kind of, you know, tripped me out a little bit. And then what happened was years later, I end up here in Vegas. And I really only been happy like I am now for the past, since I've been in Vegas, I guess since last August. You know,
okay.
I had been miserable, man. Although you couldn't tell it because I'm talking shit. But in reality, you know, I was miserable, man, because I wasn't having my way the way I wanted to. But I thought I had to be that way for a husband. Once I broke away from that shit and got back to being, you know, living with my daughter, you know, for a while, broke me down, you know what I'm saying? And then once I got my own shit, you know, things just start coming back because, you know, you don't ever want to go to that low point. You know what I'm saying? If you experience the low point and you're able to come out of it, you don't ever want to go back to that low point. And you stay away from it. That's where I'm at now. I'm in a really healthy place mentally because I'm doing, if I fuck up, it's because of what I did. You know, it's not about nobody else. Totally on me. That's what you want, bro.
For sure. That's what's up, man. I'm married right now, but this shit might be over. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get myself prepared, man, to get back in this shit and do it properly.
Well, I mean, I don't know what your circumstance is, but if that's the case and you really believe that, you don't have to do what I did, but I know, you know, 15 years with a motherfucker, you're going to be attached. So, shit, I left the whole state.
Man, I got 22.
I'm saying, you're going to be trapped down there if you stay around her. I left the whole state. I was in Cali. I went all the way to Las Vegas. I'm getting away from that shit. I don't want that shit no more. It's like drugs. If you want to leave them alone, you got to leave all the people you knew that dealt with drugs. You got to leave them alone. Because they just bring you back in. So
reinvent yourself somewhere else.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. If you're charging bitches, this is the new word. Re-impimp yourself. Not re-impimp yourself, man. Yeah.
Only a Bay Area cat could come up with that, man.
I see you in the 510.
I'm in the dirty yard, man. Right around the way of your neck of woods where you grew up.
Were you in Rodale?
Nah, in Richmond.
Oh, you in Richmond?
Dirty.
Yeah. Dirty Richmond, okay. Hey, man, just stay down, brother, and you'll come up.
For sure, man. Hey, but you know what? I keep fucking with you week after week, man. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I'm listening. Because to me, it's all game. You know, sometimes I can apply it, sometimes I can't. But I'm going to keep listening. So, you know, just like you dropped some shit that caught my ear. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call in since I can, and I'm going to holler at you.
For sure. And all you motherfuckers out there should think like that. I'm putting you back in, brother. That's cool. Hey, so to me. Shit. When you do the things I'm talking about, you become a stronger man. And if you think about it, isn't that, you know, what it's all about, being stronger, being more able to be where you believe you should be? Don't you want to become a man who don't worry about prey or the next bitch? You know, don't you want to feel like a winner? I mean, sometimes when you allow yourself to believe that you're doing what is necessary to keep your girl happy and you buying her this and that, all kind of gifts, you're really showing her and yourself you are a loser. Come, if you tell the truth, tell the truth. Do you really feel like a strong man, or do you feel like a punk when you buy that motherfucking something and she like turns her nose up at the gesture? I mean, she gonna like the gift, but the gesture, you thinking about her going out to buy her something, see, that goes unrewarded, or it don't even get acknowledged. See, accepting this kind of shit is a slow working poison that motherfuckers be ingesting. Each time you actually admit to yourself you a chump for this woman. See, the mistake you make is when you hear something that challenges you or your position, instead of trying to see the sense that this makes, you look for how it won't work for you. And there's an old saying that we OGs have, and that's look for it and you're going to find it. All you got to do is look for it. You fucking going to find it. If you're looking for how it's not going to work, believe me, you're going to find 10 or 12 ways how it won't work. But what if you look for how it will work, and there's only two ways that it will work, and you chose one and it worked? What the fuck do those other 10 or 12 ways it won't work have to do with you now? I'm just saying, you got to be brave. So why are you all looking for how or why it won't work? I know that sometimes when you see that the shit you're doing is weak, you know, or times you wish you would have done, you say this, I wish I would have, you know, all that kind of shit. And I'll admit that shit even happens to me these days. But I know it would not ever had a chance when I was single. But even though I'm married, I still tried to see the action when it was there. That's what I always would, you know, get at bras and post it and say, this is the conversation I had. So you don't have any excuses except ignorance. And we all know, legally speaking, ignorance is not an excuse. So where I'm coming from tonight, I want you to recommit. I want you to commit to what we talking about. And if you understand the question, when is a lion not a lion, and you understand that the answer is never is a lion not a lion, you know, you'll understand. Because a lot of you thought when the lion get old, he's, you know, and about to get overthrown, he's not a lion. But even then, he's a lion. See, even in his old age, when he knows he's weak and about to be overthrown, the lion in that motherfucker makes him feel as if he is still king. And when a younger motherfucking lion, a younger up-and-coming, you know what I'm saying, lion fucks with him and actually overcomes him, that fucking old lion was fully committed the entire time he ruled this pride to one thing he was committed to, and that was ruling. But he also know that, you know, he wasn't committed to that, he wouldn't have got the respect he's finna get once he's overthrown. Because in a pride, if the lion is very old and gets overthrown, he don't get ran off. He gets taken care of. And that's what happens in those prides. See, we as men are in the same position in our dating lives. Nobody is going to come up to you and offer their goddamn pussy to you. You're supposed to be like that lion and see all things as an attempt to take you off your job of hunting. And as a man, your job is to TTA. And you know that's tap that ass. You cannot let any woman deter you or your intentions of tapping that ass. Just like sit around and watch that king lion handle shit during the day, bitches are watching your moves. Do you move like a man? Do you move like a pimp? The rest of your, this week, ask yourself those questions several times, but don't be surprised at your responses if you're honest. You have to drill into your very being that you have to be strong to whatever your principles are. Whenever you interact with a woman, you have to constantly check that you are representing what a man is. Whenever you're around women, and this does not require anything on your part but thought. All you have to do is be a thinker. You're not always going to be wanting her. One day, one night, you're going to actually have her. I'm telling you, you're going to wait until you have been paid properly. But still, you're going to have to know what to do with her. Are you know how to satisfy a woman who is willing to hold for you? See, you dudes are so half-assed about being a pimp that you kick yourself in the nuts. You gotta learn how to handle women. Not hoes. Women. Learn that you are what every woman wants to please. They all want a real man to please. A lot of you motherfuckers wonder, how can I have so much shit to talk every day? The shit I talk is because I'm not lying. I'm not faking. About my commitment to you and the game, you know, I'm not faking about none of the shit that I commit to. I have an unlimited amount of shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk different shit on each stream, even though we're talking about the same subject sometimes. I'm real about it. I know about it. And I share what I know about it with you. I've told you all before, I've been commissioned by the powers that be to check you motherfuckers. Your emotions don't register to me. And if I hurt your feelings, you know what I feel? Good. I'm glad I hurt your goddamn feelings. You ain't got no business in the streets if you can't control your feelings and what you let get next to them. You got to keep your emotions and feelings in check and save your energy to stay on track. Just like the lions of the jungle do. Excuse me. You'll never know when it'll be, but you better know you're going to need all of your wits to catch. 407, I see you there. What's happening, baby? Are you there, 407? Okay. 407. Oh. Okay, 407 playing, man. So 646. Here we go. What's up with you?
Hey, Rosebud, this is Serge. How are you?
Serge, what's going on, man?
I'm all right. I just want to tell you that your tools started growing up on me. So I was at the bar last night, and I was kicking with the bartender, and she was like an addict. You know, I was giving her like serving drugs, and she was really hypnotized. I just wanna accept that was the fact. You know.
Hey man, I got the arsenal, dude. I got it right now. Trey, I don't have it right now, but I have it in the next day or so. But I got that arsenal, man. You gotta get it. It's totally different. Totally different,
okay,
from what you know.
Yeah,
the arsenal, the way I'm giving it to you, was the way I had to give it to you, because unless you learned what you learned using the arsenal the way you've used it, you would never be able to get what I really give you, because the arsenal is not actually conversation. The arsenal is a system. It's a way to talk to women. But you had to go through a whole bunch of different situations so that you can see how conversation is all you need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to the next level. We're using the arsenal now. Man, the shit is dope, Serge. I hope you get it, man. It'll be here probably Saturday.
Going through it myself.
What'd you say, Trey?
As I was putting that arsenal together that she did, and I was, you know, breaking the parts down as we're presenting it for these guys, I was like, wow, man, this might be probably is one of the dopest tools you put out, because of the way, just the whole get down, the whole, I don't know. And as I was doing it, it was something that I'm going to present it to you. I'm going to do it and slide it all to you together. But I was like, wow, this right here might be the Hindenburg, man.
No, hey, but they all are based on each other. Otherwise, the body language one, although it was different content, it kind of showed me what to do with this one. And this one is going to show me what to do with the next one. Although the content is going to be whatever the content is. But actually delivering these tools, the way we're delivering them is so dope. Because it makes you, as a practitioner of what we're talking about, it makes you get relaxed and listen to the shit that's being said, because that music, it relaxes you and it makes you receptive to getting what you're talking about. That's good shit, Trey. I wanted to tell you about that. Yeah, man. That's some good shit. See, the thing about me is that I know you need to keep your fucking emotions in check. And you do that because you never know when it'll be, but you're going to run into an unexpected situation to where you're going to have action to catch. And in my experience, those are the catch moments. So your emotions won't let you accept that I know everything you're trying to learn. I'm not bragging when I say this. This is truth. I came up through the ropes of trials and tribulations. I went through all that shit to earn my name and my crown. But all of you motherfuckers, pimps and squares alike, you need to do it, and you need to learn what I did to catch a woman. But, I do know times are different. And the only way you're going to get to be a motherfucker that I was, you're going to, you know, blaze a trail backwards and forwards, sideways, and every way across this country, and motherfuckers going to respect your name, you're going to have to understand. I learned from pimps who learned from pimps before them, who learned from pimps before them? Who learned from pimps before them? Like, you can't tell me this first beginning pimp up until my time, shit didn't change. I mean, shit, all kinds of shit changed. They had buggies and shit when they was back there originally. We got cars. We got money. We got all kind of shit. Yeah, it changed. Shit changed. But that game didn't change. The game stayed the same. Certain ways you got to play it for the times that I'll... But changing the game the way you guys have done it? No. Doesn't work that way. It's not going to work that way. You got anything else, 646?
No, that's it. It's Rosebud. Thank you so much.
All right.
And also, but I didn't really realize that I didn't even really have a good grasp on the Arsenal until we were sitting down talking about it. And we were listening to actual calls that you broke down. And you started explaining to me what you were doing when you were doing it. And I was like, oh, I gotcha. Okay.
You know, Trey, that's really, that's why, you know, I know you're going to be sure. But anyway, that's why it's so cold, because, see, you can hear something and it sounds good and like it's working, blah, blah, blah. But you, as a listener, will never know if it's working unless you know what's being done. If the more you know what's being done and you listen and you can see what you know being done, it makes hella sense. Because this Arsenal tool is so dope. That broad completely, initially she was just so know-it-all. And like 2 minutes in, she had got broke down because I showed that bitch and she wasn't listening. And after that, it just was it was smooth, man. And that's the way, it ain't going to always be that way, but that's the way you want it to be. And if it is that way, you'll actually, 407, you back on. Come on, man. What's happening?
Hey, say, bud, man, I had called you a couple weeks ago about that Tuesday night that used to go down in town, right, man? And you had said something to the effect of it was before your time. And I was just wondering, man, you know, a gentleman like yourself, maybe you know some players from before your time that could still, you know, speak on the Tuesday night. Because, you know, brothers is just so interested in, man, you know, just what people say about the, you know what I mean, the events from that time frame, man. We just like to hear it, man, from the horse's mouth.
But listen, choose time. You say choose time, right?
I mean, you know, it was spoken to me. It was said to me that it was called choose night.
I didn't ask you what you mean. I didn't ask you what you mean. I asked you what you said. You said choose time, right?
I said choose night.
Choose night. Okay. So,
yeah.
So I never really went through that. But hearing it, and this is where game come in, brother. And this is where you got to understand game, because just because you heard it this way don't mean it's going to happen this way. But let's say it happens another way, what you heard now is applicable. Otherwise, man, back in the day, bitches, you know, the police sweep the streets and they get all the hoes, and the hoes got hoe cases. Now, some of them bitches was outlaws. Some of them, man, ain't going to come to get them. You know, all this kind of shit. But
right,
you know this was happening last night. So as a pimp, you go to court tomorrow. Your bitch didn't get picked up. You just know a bunch of bitches did get picked up. So you in the court, and the judge called this particular broad up, and her man ain't there, or she ain't got no man, and she got whatever bail. If you think that you want to try this bitch, you raise your hand up saying you'll post her bail. It's the same thing as a choose night. And it's not actually a choose night. It's a particular situation that brings a whole bunch of available motherfuckers together, which in this case was a court date. And the choose night, it might be a party or whatever, but a whole bunch of motherfuckers get together. And on the other side of the coin, motherfuckers like us, be there to present ourselves. So a Choose Night.
Let me ask you a question, brother. In that same scenario, you was talking about you know, you're going down to the courthouse and, you know, who, whether she got somebody or not, you know, they ain't coming to get her. So now when you go to get her, is you going to, you know, I know you're going to do your thorough inspection to find out who her old folks was or whatever the case. Is you going to take the time to, you know, find his brother to say, hey, man, you know, she over here now? Or just because, hey, you know, you wasn't representing the bitch when she needed some bond, you know, hey, fuck him. He, you know how would
no,
you, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, no, none of the fuck him shit. It's the shit you said at first, but it's not for the reason you said it. When you get this broad, let's say her bill was $500 and you got to put up $50, or her bill was $5,000, you got to put up $500. A lot of motherfuckers wouldn't do that, so let's go with the $50 one. You put the $50 up, and the bitch come out, and then she come to you. Immediately, the first thing you say is, "What's that nigga's number?"
Right.
Now, you ain't trying to do nothing with her, even though you didn't put the $50 up, and you responsible for the bill. Bitch, what is the nigga's number? She give you the nigga's number, and you call the nigga. And then you go through what you said. Well, man, you wasn't here to raise a bitch. I raised a bitch. I'm going to put her down tonight. You know, so I hope you don't
right.
get the pimp's way. You know, and if you, you know, if you do call, get in my way, call me like I'm calling you. Because even though I invested before she paid, if she don't show up tonight, I better not see her no more. You know, you got to speak
right.
with intent. You know, if she don't show up, you didn't build her out, and you put her down, and she don't show up, then you better not see that bitch again. Because she owes you.
Right.
So if she just used you to get out, of course you're going to feel used, but $50 ain't shit. That's the game. That's the game. And you can get another bitch out for $50. That's how it was back then.
Let me ask you a question, P. In regards to the finesse of a whale, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like if a player, you know, got some game that's, you know, that might got to do to a high net worth, you know, how do they go about manipulating to get the most out of them?
You don't manipulate no bitch. You can't.
No, I'm trying. You know, for the bitch to manipulate the trick in order to get the most.
Well, man, I don't preach that kind of shit. I tell the bitch to get the most, but I'm not telling her to go into this mode or that mode in order to get the most. I tell the bitch. You hoeing, you ask for whatever it is you ask for. If that motherfucker appears that you can charge him up, upgrade him. But don't spend no time trying to get no more motherfucking money because you can spend all this time and he ain't worth it. What I'm saying is everything you're talking about as far as the situation is real, but unless you actually are in that situation, there's no particular answer for it because the particular situation is going to have the scenario that's going to give you what you should answer. You know, you know, you can have a bitch with some Japs. They from Japan. They don't speak no shit. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of way, some problem comes, and you might have to come up there. I had that before. Well, look, motherfucker. The motherfucker don't speak no English, but he can recognize expressions. And, you know, I made the facial expression, and I'm pointing, give me my money, you know, motherfucker. They did.
Yeah.
You know, they did. Although I thought I was going to have to go through some karate shit.
Right.
With these guys, motherfucker. They just wanted a motherfucker to stand up. I mean, that's how it be sometimes. A lot of shit. I remember I was in Kansas City, and, you know, we used to pimp in Hollywood. You know, you don't let the police know that the broad is with you because they'll block you getting your money. So we go to Kansas City and the bitch says they ain't got no man. So the bitch called the police fucking with me and they saying they ain't got no man. The bitch called me telling me that I got to come up there because the police ain't letting them work. I think that this bitch is setting me up to get, you know, a case because I ain't never heard of
right.
anything like that. But at the same
right.
time, I done had this bitch 6 years. She ain't, you know, I ain't never left her in jail, none of this shit. So I'm wondering, damn, what's going on? So I said to myself, fuck it, I'm going to go. So I go up, I was in Kansas City. I go up on.
Hold on. You mean to tell me the legendary Rosebud moved off of Jose?
No. Listen to me, man. You cut me off. What I'm saying is I listen to what the bitch is saying, and I put together, man, this bitch been with me too long to be a punk. I took a chance. So I motherfucking rolled up on True Street. I'm driving down Trues, and I see the bitches. And I see the bitch pointing at me as I'm riding down the street. And then I see the police race to his car and jump in the car and bust a U-turn. I'm saying, man, this gave me a case. The police get behind me. I'm saying, goddamn, I wait for him to pull the light, put the light on. But he don't put the light on me. He pulled over and pulled up on the side of me. Then he was riding like them Oakland niggas, you know, pressing on the gas, letting off. Hey, then that motherfucker told me to raise down my window. So I said, damn, what is this? So I raised down my window, and the motherfucker looked at me and said, is this your home?
Oh, damn.
I looked at that motherfucker, and I said, yeah. And then he said, well, cool, because I don't let no outlaw bitches work on my track. And he took off.
Right. Man.
I'm saying,
I need to be there.
Sometimes you don't fucking know what's going on because the shit don't add up to the way you've been thinking. But you got to add up to what you've been doing. I know I've been tipping on this bitch. I done took this bitch from state to state, you know, getting me some money. She can't be telling me nothing but the truth. And I never, you know, been involved with it, so I don't understand it. But I'm not going to be scared and not show up. Because if I didn't show up, I wouldn't have got no money that night.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, brother, you know, use everything that we learn for what it is, but when it comes time to apply it, don't limit yourself to what you learn. Let that shit spread out, however it's going to do, and then you reel it in. Otherwise, when shit happens, deal with the shit the way you know a pimp motherfucker does, and then you let things, the chips fall where they may.
All right, man. Well, you know, I appreciate that, bud.
For sure. No, nothing, man. Hey, you guys, we in overtime a little bit. I ain't minding because we really kicking it. I came up through the ropes of trials and tribulations to earn my shit. And all you motherfuckers, you need to understand that if you want to catch a bitch. This is why I don't accept any of you motherfuckers' analogies of the game or what women are like today. I don't care. You know, in 1890, women was like they were. But they certainly wasn't the same way they was in 1930. And then 1930, women was like they were. But they certainly wasn't the same way they was in 1980. You know, and so on and so forth. So women and things change.
Look,
you got too much going on back there. I was going to keep you on, but fuck it. Hey, see, you ain't the first motherfucker to fake the game. You know, even though back in my day, the fakes were more real than you motherfuckers are today. You know, they would at least make it on the scene and be able to blend in for a while before their coats got pulled. But, you know, you motherfuckers are wondering why you having so much trouble with these bras, and the whole time you at one, you trying to explain to her why you rap. All that shit is important. You don't think it is, but it is. This is the same thing to motherfuckers who used to try to explain why they was doing what they was doing to supplement they pimping used to do back in the day. When will you motherfuckers understand that you won't get what I got, or what Tay got, or what Fillmore Slim got, unless you are totally committed to getting it? Squares and pimps alike will not automatically develop the skills it takes to catch. You have to understand the depth of what being a man who can attract a female entails, or you aren't going to go anywhere. You're leaving too much out. I was known for my pimping way before American Pimp. I earned my rep by doing what is known, you know, pimps do. I had to display my pimping where pimps and hoes could see and appreciate it. I didn't display my pimping on the computer. Put a fucking picture of me having, put a picture of me having a whole bunch of money on a goddamn computer. See, being committed to the principles of being a man is very important. I didn't say pimp. I said being a man requires a serious commitment to the principles of being one. So you can just imagine how serious it is about being a pimp. I talk hella shit. That's my style. But what I say to you is really dear to me. And I truly believe this shit. It was handled down. It was handed down to me from men I wanted to emulate. I wanted to be like these motherfuckers. I never thought to change what I learned. If anything, I did what I thought that motherfucker that was teaching me did. I know there were differences here and there, but his basic philosophy did not get lost with me, as it has done with y'all. I know you all say, Trey, I don't know what you're doing, man, because I can hear you, man. I know you all say keep the basic philosophy alive, but you're lying. You're not. You're fucking deal makers, and you're shitting on the very meaning of the word pimp. So what I want you to do, I'll take this last statement and understand, no matter how you put your spin on it, in one way or another, you're getting played by bitches, and you know it. So let's stop it. Let's stop it. You know, it used to be dudes would say they're in the game to play on bitches. Now bitches wait to hear dudes say they're in the game so they can play on the dudes. They know dudes that say they're in the game, they're going to take them to good hotels, they're going to take them to this, that, and the other at the concert, the best seats. The bitch, no, she ain't got to do shit, but act like she might be a hoe. Fellas, this show is over. We done kicked it for an hour and a half. Trey Lavish, you know, with his good fucking knowing everything about a computer ass. He been here with us. He been kicking it. He told you a little bit about, you know, what he's getting. I just want you guys to really grow. Trey, you got something to say?
Yeah, man. Check out that artdistrictdirect.com. Okay, and if you want to call me, you can call me anytime. The 800 number is there on the site. You can call anytime, leave a message, or it will hit me. And that's about it, Rosebud. I guess we can roll them out with some music, huh?
Come on. Hey, the thing I want you guys to really understand is this is a lifestyle. This is not a choice for a week or two. This is a lifestyle. And I want you to get the most from it. Get back with me next Thursday. I'm out.